happy day. You can make the most of it. Swing along, chase your troubles with a song, and you'll have yourself a happy day.
Hello again. Welcome to the Ira Cook Show. It's Friday. Time to start our program with Jim Weatherly and his version of a tune he wrote called Old Muddy.
Watch a river roll on to who knows where.
Old Muddy, my buddy, rolling on to who knows where. Old Muddy, my buddy, only God knows and cares.
My friend comes around the bend and goes somewhere into the night, but he'll be back tomorrow.
That's the other side of Jim Weatherly, the man who writes beautiful ballads as a rule, this time coming up with Old Muddy, and it's a little reminiscent of Bobby Goldsboro's recording of Muddy, Muddy, Mississippi. Might pair him up in a future broadcast. So, we've got a good opener for Friday. You know, for years they said, if a man's old enough to carry a gun and fight for his country, he should be old enough to have a voice in his decisions. Well, thanks to the 26th Amendment, everyone 18 or older, including those in the armed forces, were given the right to vote. Now, that doesn't mean just to vote for a president or senator or councilman, but to vote for issues also, which might be put on a special national or local referendum. So read your hometown paper and keep in touch with the family. Know what's going on in your town and in your state. You may have to vote on it. Janice Ian sings next, a delightful singer of songs, who wrote a tune titled At 17 and it got to be a hit.
I learned the truth at 17, that love was meant for beauty queens, in high school girls with clear skin smiles, who married young and then retired. The Valentines I never knew, the Friday night charades of youth, were spent on one more beautiful. At 17 I learned the truth. And those of us with ravaged faces, lacking in the social graces, desperately remained at home, inventing lovers on the phone, who called to say, come dance with me, and murmured vague obscenities. It isn't all it seems. It's 17. A brown-eyed girl in hand-me-downs, its name I never could pronounce. Sad pity, please, the ones who serve. They only get what they deserve. In the rich relation, hometown queen marries into what she needs with a guarantee of company and hate. Remember those who win the game, lose the love they sought to gain, in debentures of quality and dubious integrity. The small town eyes will gape at you in dull surprise when payment due exceeds accounts received at 17. Choosing sides for basketball. It was long ago and far away. The world was younger than today. And dreams were all they gave for free to ugly duckling girls like me. We all play the game when we dare to cheat ourselves. Girls like me at 17.
Janice Ian, just barely out of the teens herself. Back in 1966, when she was a teenager, she had a big hit in Society's Child, became a national hit. And she has been heard from since, but not as impressively as she is now, having recorded and written at 17 a song about the pain of not being one of the popular ones in school, the universal expression of the ache of not being invited to dances or Friday night movies. A couple lines in there that are so good. I learned the truth at 17, that love was meant for beauty queens. The pain of Valentine's that never came. Oh, boy. Great writing and a nice interpretation. Janice Ian. She, too, will be heard from many, many times in the next couple of years. I resume now with a tune that I've always enjoyed, and I do believe that you will love hearing this. Mel Torme is going to sing a song that dates way, way back. He recorded this quite a few years ago, and recently, in an appearance in New York at one of the big clubs, they taped his entire show, and he included the number in his repertoire. His own version of Mountain Greenery.
On the 1st of May, it is moving day. Spring is here, so blow your job, throw your job away. Now's the time to trust to your wanderlust. In the city's dust you wait, must you wait. Just you wait. In a mountain greenery where God paints that scenery, just two crazy people together. While you love your love, let blue sky be your color. When it rains, we'll laugh at the weather. And if you're good, I'll search for wood so you can cook while I stand looking. Beans could get no beanery, sell sun in a beanery. Bless our mountain green.
got pink scenery, just two crazy people together. When you love your lover, blue skies be your cover. When it rains, we'll laugh at the weather. And if you're good, I'll search for wood so you can cook while I stand up here. Beans could get no keener reception in the beanery, bless our mountain greenery. Simple cooking means much more than French cuisines. I've a banquet planned, which is sandwiches and beans. Coffee's just as grand with a little sand. Eat and you'll grow fatter, girl. Smatter, girl. Atta girl. Mosquitoes here won't bite you, dear. I let one sting me on the finger. Beans could get no keener reception in a beanery, and no matter where we may roam, we could find no keener retreat. Nice machinery, beans could get no keener reception in a beanery. While you love your lover, let blue skies be your cover. Let how we love sequestering when no pests are pestering. That's our mountain greenery. Oh, 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 mountain greenery. Should it do, 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 do.
They loved him in New York. They love him wherever he appears because he's quite a showman. He just had showman blood born in him. Mel Torme did. That was his version of Mountain Greenery. And it's reminiscent of some of the great things he did, like it happened in Monterey, south of the border. Mel's a very enthusiastic performer. He, at one time, was a child performer. He used to do some of those radio shows in years gone by, Little Orphan Annie and programs like that. I remember Mel, when he was first starting his career here in Hollywood. I used to do a program from the window of a big music store at Sunset and Vine in Hollywood. It was a nightly show, and many of the aspiring, talented people used to gather, and we just talk and talk music all the time. There were many music publishers there and some managers, and everybody was trying to get ahead in the world. And that just seemed to be the center of all the activity. People like Kay Starr. Kay was just starting her career. And Harry Belafonte used to drop in from time to time. He had one record out on a record label, and he was hoping it would get played. Mel Torme was in almost nightly before I'd start my programs. We'd be talking about his hopes of putting together a good singing group. He had a group that he put together called the Meltones, including a girl named Ginny Mancini, who was a fine singer and later married Hank Mancini. Her name wasn't Ginny Mancini then, of course. And there was another guy in his group called Les Baxter, who, as you know, became a very big musical director. Oh, those were good days. Love to reminisce about the early days in music in Hollywood.
Hey, you know, everybody's talking about the good old days, right? Everybody, the good old days, the good old days. Well, let's talk about the good old days. Come to think of it, as bad as we think they are, these will become the good old days for our children. But why don't we try to remember that kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember. And if you remember, then follow. Oh, why does it seem that the past is always better? We look back and we think the winters were warmer, the grass was greener, the skies were bluer, and smiles were bright. Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line? And if we had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would we? Could we? Memory. Like the colors of my mind, misty watercolor memories of the way we were. scattered pictures of the smiles we left behind, smiles we gave to one another for the way we were. Every line, and if we had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would we?
Gladys Knight and the Pips in concert. Obviously, a concert very, very well attended, judging from the sound of the applause. Oh, that's a beautiful record. When the year ends and all the people involved in music get together to vote on the best record of the year, bet you anything that one will be highly rated and possibly the winner. What a fine performance. Gladys Knight and the Pips. She has never been better than in the performance of that number. And there are others she does that are well done, and I'm going to play some of those next week for you. Now we come to the Golden Oldie on today's show, featuring Trini Lopez. Remember this?
When I was just a lad of 10, my father said to me, come here and take a lesson from a lovely lemon tree. Don't put your faith in love, my boy, my father said to me. I fear you'll find that love is like the lovely lemon tree. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Beneath the lemon tree one day, my love and I did lie. A girl so sweet that when she smiled, the stars rose in the sky. We passed the summer lost in love beneath the lemon tree. The music of her laughter hid my father's words from me. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. One day she left without a word. She took away the sun. In the dark she left behind, I knew what she had done. She left me for another, it's a common tale but true. A sadder tale but wiser now, I sing this song to you. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the
Lemon Tree, one of Trini's early hits, Trini Lopez, the Friday edition of the Ira Cook Show. We're up to program 3,811 in our series Round the World.
On a scale from 1 to 10, Tom was a 0. He was in love with the fold-out he had in the drawer. To his dad he was worthless, to his mom just some more dirty linen. He took his first breath the day that he walked out the door.
It's hard to grow up when you live in a shadow, when the bigger trees take on sun. He couldn't grow up past the family disaster, so he learned to grow up on the run.
Up on the run.
Bar outside Salinas, Tom was on furlough and Joyce was on 9 until 2. They felt like old friends the minute that they started talking. His eyes said, I know you. Her smile said, I've waited for you.
They talked of beginnings of losing and winning.
Titled On the Run tells quite a story. Ray Conniff and the Singers, something different for the group.
Do you know your USO? The United Service Organizations provide American servicemen and women with the information and social attention they require. The nearly 200 USOs around the world are staffed by over 120,000 civilian volunteers who devote their time to entertaining and informing military people. 19 million times every year, American service people worldwide visit their USO. Well, and here they find a variety of entertainment and recreation and information.
The USO, serving men and women of the United States Armed Forces. They've been doing it since 1941, too.
Well, we're going to bow out with the music of Peter Nero and the theme from Picasso Summer. I guess that pretty well does it for this week. Gee, I hope you enjoyed the programs, because I've got some more good records to play for you next week, Monday through Friday, on the series of Ira Cook Shows. Until next Monday, then, have a happy weekend. Goodbye, everybody. This is the American Forces Radio and Television Service.